This is GQDN for Friday, September 27th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Delicious, delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. Excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there too. More stuff coming tomorrow. And by stackup.org. First off, for anyone who is affected by the current hurricane, our thoughts and wishes are with you. Hopefully this will be a good distraction, because in today's news, we'll give you an update to the Race to World First. We got some physical stuff, art books and dice, interesting stuff. How about some Wolverine updates too? Oh boy. But this long one is going to start with California. NintendoLife.com did say that the California law now dictates the storefronts to be honest about the digital game ownership. Now, there's a new California law that will come into effect next year, and it will force the digital storefronts to disclose that the buyers don't actually own the digital purchases, but it's the licensing of the content. Now, you might be already aware of that, and that's according to the site, and I would agree. But the site did say that it's possible that some of the casual players would not be privy to the digital storefront function. But, as reported by The Verge, the digital storefronts will be restricted from using the words buy, purchase, and this is a quote, or any other term which a reasonable person would understand to confer an unrestricted ownership interest in the digital or alongside option for a limited time rental. Now, the California Assembly member, bill author Jackie Irwin, did say, quote, as retailers continue to pivot away from selling physical media, the need for consumer protections on the purchase of digital media has become increasingly more important. I thank the governor for signing AB 2426, ensuring the false and deceptive advertising from the sellers' digital media incorrectly telling the consumers they own their purchases becomes a thing of the past. So we will see if there's any pushback from that. There might be, but there was a warning. Bethesda warned some Starfield players not to start the Shattered Space early. So the question is why? Well, Shattered Space will launch on Monday, September 30th. That much we do know. Well, what they're saying is that, according to PC Games N, the new players for the game needs to complete the first main quest, so that way they can enter the Shattered Space expansion. Well, that's only after you will become a full member of Constellation, and you would make a grab jump to the system that's not related to the mission or encounter. There you will be prompted to begin the DLC, but you'll get a distress call urging you to go to a new space station called the Oracle. However, if you're doing this on a new playthrough, PC Games N did say you might want to wait before starting that DLC, because Bethesda did state, quote, while any player can take on the challenge in Shattered Space, end quote, because you have to be level 35 to get the most out of the expansion, and you'll have to be able to make your way through the DLCs and more challenging encounters, which could prove to be too tough unless you've already got some serious playtime, and I bet you do. So if you do, get to it. Now, PC Gamer said that they were over at the Tokyo Game Show, and they gave their day 2 report. So they were showing some pictures of what they saw. And of course, Microsoft did some master classes, because they did talk about what we were talking about yesterday about Microsoft releases and other announcements that they made online while they were there. But they were also showing some cosplay and doing some stuff, so that's good for them. And they might have seen some Dead Rising 2. PC Games N said that the Dead Rising 2 may be possible, according to Capcom. So Capcom did an interview, and they did say within that interview that Dead Rising 2 could be possible. Now, the deluxe remaster of Dead Rising was released 1 week ago, but Dead Rising 2 remaster was talked about. So Capcom was speaking to Inverse, and that was the Capcom producer, Kei Morimoto. I do apologize because I got workers outside and I got nothing I can do about that. But if you do hear something, I missed in it. So I do apologize. But what I was talking about, Kei was talking about Dead Rising 2, and he said, quote, "Remaking or remastering Dead Rising 2 is definitely possible. For the time being, we're monitoring the market trends on how Dead Rising Deluxe Remaster performs. If we're able to identify an appropriate time where we'd be able to sell a remake or remaster of Dead Rising 2, there's potential for the project to be considered," end quote. Well, too bad it wasn't about like a Bellatro, because Games Radar did say that the Bellatro's creator just couldn't believe that they hit number one in the top paid games because they sold 2 million copies and they have a collaboration with The Witcher 3 and Among Us. And now they are on mobile as well. So Local Thunk caught up on Twitter and just said, what? Because he showed the top three top paid games. Bellatro was number one. Minecraft Play With Friends was number two. And Plague Incorporated was number three. And they have been steadily on top on the Apple Store, iOS Store, as one of the top paid games since its launch. In fact, one of the posters up on Reddit said, quote, "Be careful, accidentally sold my Joker while trying to rearrange it on mobile." Further quote, "I think it would benefit Fat Finger people and myself, and the self zone was moved over to the right edge of the screen. As I was rearranging my Jokers, my card slightly crossed into the cell area and sold my Erosin card. It was a little too easy to do when you have five Joker," end quote. Number one. Oh, they would like to be number one. My Nintendo News said that one of the CEOs of the accessory manufacturing companies was talking about Switch 2 in a podcast. Melvin, keep your ears closed. Because a Spanish video game site that's named Vandal published an article with some input from the CEO of an accessory manufacturing company and was talking about some information that he claimed to know about the Switch 2 system. And the CEO did say that Nintendo is aiming for a worldwide release in either March or April. So, here's what he was talking about. Bullet point number one, aiming at a worldwide release with enough supply to satisfy demand. Number two, the console is now complete. Number three, the leaked model is obsolete but not dissimilar to the final unit. Number four, the analog sticks will be shaped differently, not compatible with the current analog stick covers, nor will be possible to manufacture new covers. Number five, launch date is speculated in the industry to be March or April 2025. That's rumor bell, until Nintendo says otherwise. Okay, Golden, you can open your ears now, because Wolverine can actually open them for you. Yeah, I went there. GamesRadar.com says that 3 years after its announcement, Marvel's Wolverine update could be a part of the PlayStation 5 Pro. So, Insomniac finally went back to the PlayStation blog, and the director, Mike Fitzgerald, was talking on it, and he said that the studio could enhance all four of its PlayStation 5 games for PlayStation 5 Pro. All four games. So let's count them. Marvel Spider-Man Remastered, Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales, Marvel Spider-Man 2, and Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. So those games will be getting a performance pro mode, because it would give better 4K resolution, ray tracing features, and 60 frames per second with the performance mode. But he also had to say, quote, "We're excited to spend even more time finding new ways we can leverage PlayStation 5 on both these existing titles and future games like Marvel's Wolverine," end quote. So that was announced back in 2021, the game was. And there was some development footage about the game. But right now, it's been 3 years since the game was unveiled, and we shall see when the game does drop. But maybe there could be something else that goes to PlayStation 5 Pro. Oh, wait, this is an Xbox thing. Well, VG247 said that Blizzard might be working on a new StarCraft shooter. Rumorville, Rumor bell alert, rumor bell alert, rumor bell. So they're working on, thinking about making a StarCraft shooter because the former Far Cry producer and director Dan Hay is there. And according to Bloomberg's Jason Schreier, there was an excerpt from his upcoming book, Play Nice, The Rise, Fall, and Future of Blizzard Entertainment. And that was discussed during an appearance on the IGN Unlocked podcast. So, IGN's Ryan McAfee brought up that passage, and that was after saying the fact that such a thing in the works could be Blizzard's third kind of game. He did ask Schreier if it could be that thing that could get some play somewhere down the line. Schreier did reply, quote, "If it's not canceled, this is Blizzard after all. Their history with StarCraft shooters is not good. Yes, that is a project that, as far as I know, is in development, or at least as of the time that I wrote this book was in development. They are working on a StarCraft shooter. StarCraft is not dead at Blizzard," end quote. But he did go on. Further quote, "The goal of the book isn't to get a bunch of scoops about upcoming things. That wasn't the purpose of the book at all. It was very much to tell a story and focus on stuff that had happened, but this felt like such an interesting and useful nugget to include because it really just shows that Blizzard cannot quit StarCraft shooters. They just can't say goodbye to them," end quote. So, Blizzard can't let something go. But once again, that's Rumorville. But this is not a rumor, or is it? HLTV said that, going to the esports corner, Simple will join Falcons temporarily. Now, we talked about Simple before and how he was looking to do some more play time. So, he's going to be on the Falcons as a substitute and now be in the PW Shanghai Major Europe RMR roster. And that had to be locked in before September 22nd, which was last Sunday. And he will be on loan. So we shall see what happens with Simple, since he's being on loan from one team, Netta's Pensier, over to Falcon. We shall see what happens. Now let's get to some cool stuff. Polygon said that Magic the Gathering, their art treatment, is now over 100 years old. And they're talking about fears and that stuff. It's getting to be that time of year. Colder things get. But I don't know, we'll see. But they did go over some of the cards and the artwork behind it. And they were talking about some of the showcase treatments as well. And that was for MTG Duskmourn. So well done to that one. It was saved some money too. Let's say on some Monster Hunter art books. It is up on Amazon according to GameSpot.com. And right now you can get it for about $29. Normally it's $50. So you can go get that. And not just that, but Monster Hunter Illustrations, $35. Monster Hunter Illustrations 2, $41. Monster Hunter Illustrations 3 is currently sold out. And the new Continental Sketch Tour, Monster Hunter World's Editor Journal, it's a Japan import, is about $23. There are some other things that are on sale too that revolves around Monster Hunter. So if you're a Monster Hunter fan, go look it up on Amazon. Yes, sir, pre-orders are there too for the physical copy. Oh, if you got some dice, if you like some Yahtzee, if you like One Piece, it all comes together for you. Polygon did say that you can do Yahtzee with One Piece. Yes, you can. $24 at Amazon. Oh, Luffy. Oh, boy. Pirates, damn you. But these are not pirates. These are raiders. This is your Friday update of the race to world first. This is how we end it. Top three right now in a close one for third. Hugo Hero, that is China, Method's right on their tail. 63.55%, Method is at 63.58% on the last boss. Echo in second place, 33.25%, and they're hot after Liquid, 30.12%. Will it be done in time for the weekly show. We shall see. And you know what I'm going to say next. Tomorrow, twitch.tv/DawnForge for the weekly show. This has been a DawnForge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. Sorry about the banging, guys. They're workers. Go play some games, people. We'll see you tomorrow.